بچه ها سلام، عرض ارادت. ما امروز اومدیم توی یکی از دانشگاه های بوداپست، شهر بوداپست، و خیلی اتمسفر عالی با حال میخوام ببرم دانشگاه رو بهتون نشون بدم. متاسفانه بعد با بیشترشون انگلیسی حرف بزنیم، برای اینکه ویدیو رو برای کل در واقع یوتیوب و سوشال میدیامون که برای تمام دنیا میره پخش میکنیم، ولی بچه ها براتون زیرنویس فارسی هم میذارن. دوستتون دارم امروز با من همراه باشین، کلی اتفاقات خوب قرار بیفته. Hello everybody, this is Amin Malekpour again. We are today in IBS, International Business School, a fantastic area. I want to show you how the school runs, how the atmosphere is. Let's go and watch a lot. Okay, now we are going to visit one of the most important people here in the university. Actually, he's the pro-rector or the second important person of the university. Let's see what he says. I think he's got very beautiful, interesting words for us. We'll listen together, okay? Let's go. So, as I told you, today we have a lot to show you. And now we are with one of the most important people here in IBS. Could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, hello, my name is Martin Ratz, and I am the head of academic services and also a pro-rector at the International Business School in Budapest. And I think one thing that you have to know about is the kind of job I do. So in this capacity as pro-rector, I oversee all of the programs at IBS, all of the courses that we teach, as well as the faculty and what and how tutors do in the classroom, providing them assistance with this and providing guidance for what they should be doing. And I think what has sort of led to me being in this position is of course my 15 years of background in teaching in higher education, various modules and various subjects in business. But also the life experience and work experience I've had in the UK. And so I lived in the United Kingdom, lived and worked in the United Kingdom for 6 years, mm-hmm. Worked at three different universities. And what I brought back here to IBS with me, where I used to work and then I left, and then I was very happy to come back, is this kind of worldview, experience, and very importantly, an understanding of the British type of higher education that we want to also implement here in the school.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you too.
We are here today in your school, and I was told that IBS is very proud of the hardworking students, great staffs, and the friendly atmosphere, as we can all see here. So, the first question goes, why IBS? What's your reasoning how the students should come here and why they have to study here? Why should they choose this school?
Well, it's a school that has been operating for 30 years now, and we're very proud of this achievement that as a unique thing in Central and Eastern Europe, we have been providing British education for our students for a British degree, and at this time also for a Hungarian degree. For over 30 years. And this has made us capable of educating students in a way which may be distinctive in this part of the world, definitely, mm-hmm. But also doesn't really happen very often outside of the UK. And so this entails having very small classes, mm-hmm. So we don't have big lectures, it's only about small seminars. This entails a focus on practical knowledge, which is theoretically based, but much more focused on how business is organized, what students should be able to do, and especially on what sort of skills they need to have once they get out of their education. Mm-hmm. And so the whole focus of how we are trying to approach education is on the outcomes, on the abilities of students once they leave the classroom and once they finish their program.
I see. And you've mentioned about the British system. So students are studying here with this British system, that quality, and the prices should be different, right?
The prices are different indeed. We are cheaper than most of the British universities. But maybe even more importantly, because this is something that you can very easily see on the web pages, mm-hmm. but life in general in Hungary is cheaper than in the UK. And so you get the same kind of international environment, international students, a British degree, but both the degree itself and living your life in a very vibrant location as Budapest is cheaper.
Yes, regarding the price, I think which university is exactly in touch with IBS?
So currently we're giving the degrees of the University of Buckingham, our strategic partner, which is a private university in the United Kingdom. Again, they have been running for over 4 decades, and they are in top of the ratings in the UK in terms of student satisfaction. In teaching awards as well, if anyone knows the teaching excellence framework, the University of Buckingham has ranked very highly. And so, you know, our collaboration with them benefits from this.
I understand. So, actually, a student, imagine someone comes here to study, he would be granted a certificate of Buckingham and also a Hungarian degree, you said?
Indeed, yes. So for most of our programs, students get 2 certificates. One, a British, a UK certificate from the University of Buckingham, and a certificate issued by the International Business School, IBS, which is a Hungarian, and therefore it is an EU degree as well. So, you know, both of these degrees are valid all over the world, and they ensure that students have the ability to continue their studies or find a job, whether that's in the UK or in the European Union or elsewhere in the world.
I see. Back to the cost of the living. How do you think is the price of living here in Budapest, normally for a student, a normal student?
Yes, so including everything, it's about 500-600 euros, which shows that, you know, rental prices are much lower than in the United Kingdom. In general, subsistence is also, if not cheaper, on par with the UK. And as I said, Budapest is a great place to be. It's a great place to study, there is good student life going on here, if you know what I mean.
Yes, exactly. I agree with you. So the question is, which kind of field of studies, what targets the university have?
Right. So at the bachelor's level, we have 3 programs and a couple of specializations. Mm-hmm. So students can choose to study corporate finance, which is an introductory bachelor level program into the world of finance and accounting and all aspects of that. They can study business and diplomatic studies, which connects these 2 areas, business, foreign trade, international environments, with diplomacy, foreign policy, and so on.
Okay.
Or they can study business management, and within that, either pick and choose whatever subjects they like for the electives, or specialize into any of the areas of arts management, or marketing, or tourism, or human resources and business psychology. So there is a wide array of possibilities within there. Obviously, at the bachelor level, you have some compulsory subjects, and then you have electives that allow you 5 electives over the course of the program in terms of the business studies, and then a couple of more electives in terms of what is normally called liberal arts or social sciences more broadly that students want to study. Then at the master's level, we have what we call 4 more traditional programs in terms of the business field that they encompass. So very popular, we have the Strategic International Management, which is about international trade, which is about managing a company in an international environment, whether it's a small company that operates in many parts of the world, in different countries, or a bigger company and being part of that bigger company as an employee or manager. We have strategic finance, which is a more specialized master's program in the areas of finance and accounting. We have strategic marketing, where students learn about various fields of marketing and gain very up-to-date knowledge on the latest trends as well.
Okay.
And then we have strategic human resource management, which again brings students up-to-date with what's happening in the field of making an employee go through the life in a company and hiring, firing, performance management, and all the related things. Two of these programs, international management and human resource management, are generalist masters, so they are open to anyone with any sort of background.
Okay.
Financial management and marketing are masters where we look for at least a little bit of background knowledge in those fields, so that we don't start from zero, but you know, we have something to build on. And then we have two master level programs which are a bit more specialized into a very particular and growing and you know, nowadays rather important field. The Master of Science in IT for Business Data Analytics.
Mm-hmm.
As the name says, it is IT. So it's about, you know, programming and coding and using computer technology for the benefits of business. And it's also about business data analytics. So the point of using IT is to make decisions and help better decision making with on the basis of data that companies collect. This is a very hands-on course. So if anybody chooses this, be prepared to sit down, to do the programming, to you know, type codes, to learn how Python works, and yeah, really, really get into the bottom of that. We also have the MBA module, but it's a specialized MBA. It's not a generalist MBA, but it's specialized into data-driven management.
Okay.
And so again, it's around questions of data, big data, data analysis. But it's more on the business side. It's less, a little bit less about programming and more on how we use what the programmers tell us mm-hmm. to then make those decisions and how data is used in the fields of marketing and human resources and general management, project management,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
like.
Okay.
So, by and large, this is our bachelor and master portfolio. And then we have, on the two sides of that, we have the foundation program, International University Foundation, which if somebody doesn't feel confident enough with their English, then this is a one-year program that can prepare them to enter whether bachelor or master's study.
Okay.
And then on the other end of the range, we have the PhD program, the doctoral studies, which is a mostly independent research with the help of a supervisor where the difference at IBS to many other locations and countries is that from day one, people can start working on their own research on their own topic. So there are no courses, there are workshops to help students, PhD students, but they don't have to do courses. They can immediately start their own research.
Good. And the doctorate degree is also approved by the Buckingham University?
Yes, yes. The doctoral degree is Buckingham only, so there's no IBS degree there. It's a Buckingham, it's a UK PhD.
Okay, and you were saying about the majors that students could study here, and one important question is of yours, because they always ask, if they study here, is there a good job opportunity in future?
Very good question, and obviously extremely important. If we start from what we can offer, right? Because I think that's always very important. How can the university help students find a job once they graduate? So what we have is a careers services office where students can just send an email, make an appointment, and they can have whichever level they are at, whether bachelor or master's, or you know, they have different expectations, but the services are very similar. So they can have CV consultations where mm-hmm. they go through their CVs individually and see what needs to be phrased better or updated or highlighted more. Mm-hmm. They can help with writing cover letters and job applications.
Mm-hmm.
They provide, they have a database of jobs, so whenever somebody finds IBS and says, you know, here are job offers, then we have a weekly careers newsletter that goes out to all students, and so they can see what's available and where they can apply. Mm-hmm. And at all levels, I mentioned skills before, we really take it seriously to teach students these kinds of skills. So how do you apply for a job? How do you make a video CV, which is something that mm-hmm. nowadays is becoming widespread? How do you write a cover letter better for your job application? And so these are skills which are very important. So this is what we do from the school side. But you also asked, and rightly so, what we know about students. And so we know that most of our students who finish here find a job within 6 months of graduating, which is pretty close to the time of graduation. Mm-hmm. We know that the students, you know, we have some very successful students, so who work in big corporations at high positions by now, or who have decided to run their own business and have been doing so very successfully. And of course, students who go back to their parents' companies and just take over after a while. And then we're getting to the part where it starts depending on your specialization. And so, you know, if you do finance, whichever level, then several of our students have ended up with Morgan Stanley, with BlackRock, so big investment firms. Many of our students started working in banks and with the Citigroup or with OTP in Hungary, which is biggest Hungarian bank. Of course, this depends on your language knowledge. Mm-hmm. And the good thing that I can tell you is that even if somebody doesn't speak Hungarian, there are opportunities in Hungary as well. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the world is very big, so you can just go anywhere.
So our students come here, you can study here, the university even help you to find your job, and there is a very good possibility, as we understand, to find a job in 6 months after your graduation.
That's correct. Pretty
cool. So the other question goes about the academic standards here,
right?
Like the professors, the staff. Mm. Could you please tell us about it?
Sure. So we are international not only in the name, which is International Business School, not only in the kind of students like yourself who, you know, come from all over the world, and 80 to 100 countries any single time you can find students from, but also in terms of the faculty. And so we have a couple of staff members who are from another country than Hungary. Mm-hmm. People from the UK, people from the United States, people from Syria. We have tutors from Bulgaria. So a variety of locations. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, we have over 70% of our staff members have some sort of an international background. So they have worked abroad, they have managed companies abroad, they studied abroad, so they have that international experience that they can then use to teach the students. Cool. In terms of their professional background, and I think that's the other important thing, we have many, many faculty members who currently work somewhere. And they feel that it's very important to give back to the students. And so they say, okay, I work a full week or I run my own business, but I also find it important to just come in to the school and have some classes, have 4 or 5 classes a week. And so share my knowledge with the students. And of course, this is up-to-date knowledge, right? They work currently, they run their own business. And so it's very much what goes on right now, what they can share. We also have numerous faculty members who used to be someone big. And of course, when you get to that stage of life and you say, well, I don't really want to do that thing anymore, but I'm happy to discuss it with the students. So we have a former ambassador who teaches diplomacy. We have a deputy what's it called, deputy director of the Hungarian National Bank, who teaches finance and banking. And so the list goes on, marketing head of the now non-existent Hungarian airline company, Maliv. So you have all these people here who either run their own business right now or who have run their business previously, or you know, were at really high level positions, and they teach you and they tell you what to do, what not to do, give you the tips, and that goes back to where we started with a very practical kind of education that we provide here.
So, as I understand, there is professional team with variety of cultures, so our very important question is also kind of answered about the racism, discriminations. International students, they shouldn't be worried about, right?
They shouldn't. It's Budapest, to start with, is a safe place. Yeah, it's a safe city, there are no atrocities, it's safe to walk around, it's safe to go out at night, so all that is covered. But also, again, in the school, as a service to our students, and because we feel it's very important, we have a dedicated well-being team.
Okay.
And so there is a team led by, again, a UK professional who came to Hungary at a certain point, who care for students' well-being, mm-hmm. and who listen to the students, whatever problems they have. So that can be problems with their studies, that can be problems of stress, or that, if it so happens, can be problems of some sort of a conflict in the classroom, and managing that and discussing that with both parties is very much on their agenda. And so they help out in 99.9% of the cases, all situations have been resolved.
Okay, this is great, actually. So, you know, our international students, you come to our YouTube, Instagram, a lot of social media tools to tell us which school and which university. I personally have great feeling here. And now we will ask the last sentence, recommendations, advice from you. What would you say to the students who want to come here and study here? They want to choose here, they want to come here, you know, they have to dedicate 1 or 2 years of their lives. So please, tell them the last sentence.
Well, I would say come here because it is a unique place. It's a little bit of the United Kingdom outside of the United Kingdom. You get an international environment and a UK British degree. You get on top of that a Hungarian degree for most of the programs, and you can be in a location which may be something new, maybe something to experience, and here you can experience it together with others.
Thank you very much indeed for your time, and we enjoyed it very much.
Thank you.
Hello everybody. Are you looking for some universities with friendly atmosphere? You want to study and then quickly find your job? Do you want to be happy when you study? Here is International Business School, IBS. Let's go inside, have some fun, okay? Look at the atmosphere. Look how the beautiful the area is. Everyone's friendly. Look at the shiny sun here. You can't believe. It's all full of positive energy. I want to show you around. Let's go. بچه‌های ایرانی که می‌خواید اینجا درس بخونین، اینجا محیطش فرندلی، مردمش مهربون و خوبی این دانشگاه اینه که کار پیدا کردن توش راحته. یعنی شما وقتی این درس می‌خونین تقریبا مطمئن این کارتون رو میگیرید، اقامتتون رو میگیرید، با خانوادتون میتونید بیاید. از اون دانشگاهی که میخوام معرفیش کنم، فکر میکنم دوست داشته باشین. Let's go. Here is the main entrance of the university. Okay, everybody, here is the student center, and thanks to COVID, today is not crowded, so we can get perfect shots. Let's go inside, see how the people are, but I'm telling you, they're very nice and positive. بچه ها, اومدیم توی فضای بسیار مثبت. اینجا student centerشونه. وقتی قبول شدیم بیان اینجا توی دانشگاه, خیلی فضای عالی و مثبتی داره. بریم تو ببینیم. Good, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Here is the student center. If you come here, you want anything, the administration works, everything's here. And you can see that they are very smiley and nice, and the nice area, sometimes students sit here. And you know, it's not that big university, huge one that you get lost. It's a friendly area with all what you needed in a small place, okay? Good. Bacha. اینجا دانشگاه رو نشون میده که توی اراسموس با کیا کار میکنه. 19 تا کشور. الان با هم میریم میبینیم. 19 تا کشور. فوق‌العاده است. یعنی شما مثلا میتونید توی نروژ، توی پرتغال، اتریش، هلند برید اینجا درس بخونید. حالا من بیشتر براتون توضیح میدم. فوق‌العاده جالبه. You can go to 19 countries and study there. Can you believe that? They are partners of Erasmus, and it's fantastic. I will show you now some of the catalogs. I was so surprised. Look, everybody. Oxford Brookes and Norway, Idania. Look at the Portuguese University. Oh my God, there are Spain, Italy, all of them. You have the opportunity, it's not only one university, all the partners. And after the fourth semester, it means in the fifth, you can go to any of these partners and study whatever you want. So you have the academic opportunity to experience the new ones. You understand me, right? This is fantastic. خب بچه ها نگاه کنین, اومدیم توی فضای عالی, بعد رفتیم توی دانشگاه دور, زدیم استودنت سنتر, الان میخوایم بریم, اینقدر بزرگ بود, بعد کلاساش هم بریم نگاه کنیم و خلاصه گفتیم کوچولوه ولی خیلی هم کوچولو نبود و خیلی فضای فرندلی داره, اصلا اینقدر آرامش هست, اینقدر حس خوب هست. بابا این بیرون قدم بزنیم, من دوست داشتم اینجا بمونم, اصلا دوست ندارم برم. So we came outside, we saw the center, the student center, and then there was the second floor. I wanted to see the classrooms, the cafeteria, everything's positive, you know. I came outside, I was walking and I told myself, I want to stay here. It's very, very nice place. You should see around. And people are coming, all smiling, the professors, the staffs are all very nice. I love it here. Okay, here is the vegan restaurant. Look at the menu. You want to have healthy room and you want to have healthy food. So here it is. Nice area. You can go inside. Eat whatever you want, full of energy, come out, go to your school, and study again. This is what a student needs, right? Let's go to the cafeteria. Oh, look at it, you can even sit here. I would come and sit here if I have my classes, you know, from morning until noon, and then I would come here, have coffee, maybe a nice sandwich, enjoy for myself, relax, and again, go to the classrooms, talking to the teachers. This is the life. Student, I would say that the students are very happy here. We will see some of them, we'll interview with one of them. So let's go inside the cafeteria, right? Sometimes it's cold. بچه ها اینجا که اومدیم کافتریاشه. البته تو فضای کریسمس خیلی قشنگتر هم میشه. بعد میدونید دانشجو میاد غذاشو میزنه, حال میکنه. برای لیسانس, فوق لیسانس, دکترا, هر مقطعی هستیم, ما میتونیم کمکتون کنیم. بیاین اینجا درس بخونین, عشق بکنین, غذای خوشمزه سالم بخورین, بریم سر کلاستون اصلا تهشه تهشه بریم. So look at the area. You can come here, have grab your coffee, and then you know, cookies.
Hello.
So here is the nice area. Students come here together. Oh my God. Everything is designed for students. Student life, student restaurant, student academy. Everything's fine. So if you want to apply for bachelor, master, PhD, MIE is here. We are going to be a good assistant for you, okay? People are eating, so. Wow, it's too big. Here, you can take whatever you want, and it's a very good price. All very, very affordable, healthy, enjoy it, and then we'll go back to you again.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I ask you what are the menu for today?
Yes, so we have penne pasta.
Penne pasta?
Yeah, it's with a mushroom curry and
oh, roasted okay.
cauliflower.
Okay.
Soup, I can see popcorn on top.
I'm hungry now. Okay.
And this is a tortilla.
Tortilla sandwich.
Yes, tortillas filled with all kinds of veggies and tofu, mushrooms. And this is brownie. And this one is
brownie.
Dessert. This is like milk rice with berries.
Okay.
And salad.
And you try to keep everything healthy, right?
That's right.
That's important.
Yeah, very.
Okay, and how about this one? This is some...
So this goes on top of the penne pasta. This okay. is the roasted cauliflower.
You see, everything's healthy for you. And you can see some salads there also. I'm hungry now, very hungry. I'm going to wash my hands, eat something, then we will get some more information from the university, okay? I think study is a very important part of your life. So try to be in a nice area and enjoy it, you know? You are just once in this world, so you have to enjoy your life. So one of the most important parts are the classes, right? It's not only the restaurant and eating. You should know where you are going to study. So today, and in this part, we'll go to the classrooms, see the area where you're supposed to read and to study. But one very important point. If you study here, the return of investment is very, very likely. Because if you study, as we will see in our interview with the prorector, you have the chance to find a job. And if you're coming from Middle East, some other places around the world, you have the chance to stay here, because if you are granted a job, you can apply for the working visa, work permission, a lot of other opportunities also. Okay, now let's go to the classrooms. So guys, before we go to the classrooms, just I will ask our camera lady to show you around. See how beautiful around is, how green it is. Are you enjoying the campus? I am enjoying it. So look at what I found. Here is also a small cafeteria. You can grab a coffee or tea here. It's all friendly and nice. You see, I love it. Beautiful, and I have the picture of some famous people there. I can see everything's nice. I even don't want to go to the classrooms. I want to be in this area. بچه من اصلا دوست ندارم برم تو کلاساشون. انقدر فضای بیرونشون باحاله. انقدر انرژیمون الان مثبته، من میخوام دلم خواست برگردم دانشگاه دوباره درس بخونم. خدای شکرت، چقدر حس خوبیه، خیلی حس خوبیه. Here you have Buckingham University in Hungary. What does it mean? Buckingham and IBS are in cooperation. You can see that British style everywhere. Even the decoration is British. بچه ها میان اینجا انگار تو انگلیس دارین درس میخونین. حس دانشگاه باکینگهام که با اینا کار میکنه اینجا هم هست. حتی دکورشون هم بریتیشه. خیلی باحاله، بریم تو رو ببینیم. بچه اینجا بیشتر بحثای اکادمیک و درسی و تحصیلی، اینجا بیشتر کلاس درسه. من زیاد بلند حرف نمیزنم که مزاحم کلاس ها نشم، میریم تو کلاس که خالیه میبینیم، ولی فضای دانشگاهیه، آدم میاد تو حس درس خوندن داره. مهمتر نکتش اینه، یعنی شما میاد توی فضایی که ببینید چقدر ساکته. Now we are in the area of the classrooms. I'll try to be a bit quiet, so do not bother anyone. We will go and see some classrooms which are free today. They are in holiday, that's why they let us in. We can go inside the classroom. And the interesting point is, classes are very small. It means small groups. You have the professor in 10, 12 people groups. You can enjoy the teaching. Okay, let's go and watch it. Come in. بچه ها بیاین تو رو ببینین چقدر باحاله. حالا مثلا فرض کنید با خانومتون، بچه هاتون یا با همسرتون، چه فرق میکنه خانم یا آقا، میتونین بیاین اینجا مثلا یه دو ترم خوندین، بعد برید مثلا ترم پنجتون رو با راسموس بردارید، برید مثلا نروژ، ایتالیا، پرتغال، فرانسه، هر جا خواستید میتونین درس بخونید. نکته مهمش اینه شما این شانس رو دارید از درس خوندنتون لذت ببرید. ببینید کسی کلاس ها رو ببینیم. Thank you. Okay. Before we go inside the classroom, what I told you about the British system, you will even see it in the classrooms. Okay? بچه ها قبل از اینکه بریم تو کلاس، بازم بهتون میگم انگار تو انگلیس دارید درس میخونید، ولی با هزینه‌ای که نصف و یک سومه. الان بیاین کلاس رو ببینید. بچه ها کلاس ها رو ببینید، خدا وکیلیش آدم حس درس خوندنش سوبل میشه نه دوبل. همه چی عالی، پرفکت، حس خوب، آرامش موج میزنه. ویدیو پروژکتور دارن همه ی کلاس ها، نمیدونم دور هم میشینن درس میخونن. بعد تازه بچه ها بیاین ویو رو ببینین کجا نشینده درس میخونین. چقدر حس خوبی داره، ویو قشنگ، حس خوب، امکانات عالی، کوالیتی صدا، تصویرش عالی بود و یعنی همه چی، ویدیو پروژکتور اینا رو برای ما تست کردن، اصلا خیلی عالی بود. حالا اینا نمیشه تو ویدیو اثبات کرد، ولی خودتون باید بین فضا ببینید. Okay, everybody, what I told you about the British style, you can see it here, right? All classes are in friendly groups, 10, 12 people, as I told you. You can sit here, talk to your friends, and it's business classes, right? In business, you should be able to talk. You should have a good academic discussion. Where is that? Enjoy it. Let's go and have some more shots of the classrooms, one or two more classes, and then we'll go to the large area, the huge classroom, huge seminar room, and we will have some experience how the atmosphere is, okay? I'll try to show you everything. There are many classes. I cannot take you to all classes, but you know, there is this big seminar room. I will try to show you that, and then we'll go to the sitting room to have some rest and to talk to each other. Let's go. Wow. Look what I found. چقدر خوب بود. میدونی مثلا اینا ما اینجا دعوت میکنن به محیط آکادمیک و به دانشجوها و بچه ها نشون بدیم. اگه مثلا تو کشور خودمون هم دعوت میکردن، میتونستیم بگیم هر دانشگاه چه فسیلیتیزی داره، چه امکاناتی داره. اصلا من اینا رو میبینم، میبینم مثلا بچه ها میان تو چه شرایطی درس میخونن. واقعا دلم میخواد که میدونید ای کاش تو خیلی جاها میشد چنین شرایطی داشت. اوکی، ناو وی آر این دیس پارت آف د روم، آی ترن آوت د لایت فور یو، لوک، یو شود کام هیر اند استادی ایف یو وانت تو استادی، ایف یو آر ا جینیوس استودنت، هیر از د پلیس، رایت؟ بچه ها من اون دفعه برای از دانشگاه تو اتریش گرفتم که مجانی بود، گفتم بیام این دانشگاه رو میشون بودم، قیمتش خیلی مناسبه، خیلی مناسبه، مثلا کورس از 7-8000 یورو تا 10000 تا 11000 تا در سال. بعد خوبیش هم اینه که مثلا برای دکترا که میخواید آیلتس 6.5 داشته باشین کلن دانشگاه مجانی میشه، یعنی اون فول اسکالرشیپ بهتون میدن. و یه چیز خیلی جالب که داره اینه که وقتی شما آیلتس 6.5 دارین، اصلا اینا خودشون تو همون ضمن دانشگاه کمکتون میکنن کار پیدا کنید. این چیزایی که من اینجا میبینم از اون شرایط بسیار عالیه. من دیدم خیلی بچه های ما میخوره، گفتم بیام ویدیو بگیرم، شما فضا رو درکش کنید، چقدر مهربونن. And I will tell you some very important about studying here, especially for the students who are looking a good place. They are looking for a good place to study and to work. I will tell you some points, okay? Yes, again classrooms and some students inside, but here is the student lounge. So yes, let's have some fun here. Now I want to talk for you. I told you that I have good points to tell. So not only the student lounge and the good atmosphere, but for working and studying. For example, if you're looking for a great place to study for your doctorate degree, you know, the university would help you. They give you some teachings in bachelor courses, and you can get like 80% scholarship for your studies. It's almost free then. So you work, you teach, you get a scholarship, and if you're a good teacher, then you can be a professor here, right? And if you're a bachelor student, you got your IELTS 6.5 or 6, the university will help you to find a good job. What do you want? You want to work? You want to study? You want it to be affordable? Then this is the right place. Let's have some rest here and enjoy it, okay? Okay, now here is a nice area of a theater, and there are nominated people. They are all Nobel Prize winners, and you can see the history here, right? Let's go and watch it. اینجا یه سالن تئاتر چیز دارن که بعضی موقع کلاس میذارن، نوبل پرایز هم بردن این اشخاص، همشون اشخاصی هستند که برای در واقع جایزه نوبل نامینیتد شدن، انتخاب شدن. و اینجا از همش باحالتره، از همش باحالتره، برای اینکه یک کلاس روم توی محیط بیرون، اینجا تخته دارن و مثلا بچه ها میشن اینجا با معلم کار میکنن، بچه ها میان اینجا میشینن درس میخونن از تو فضای آزاد. و مثلا فکر کنید من اگه پروفسور کلاس باشم بخوام درس بدم، بچه ها اونور میشینن، اصلا چه کلاسی میشه، نه آخرتشه، خیلی حس خوبی داره. گود، اینجا نگاه کنیم، مثلا من میام اینجا، حالا من دانشجوام، تازه تو نقش پروفسوره بودم، الان تو نقش دانشجوام، خب میشینم اینجا درس گوش میکنم، خدایش دارم اینجا درس رو چند برابر میفهمه. Now we came to this area, it's a classroom but in nature, let's say, and you know, here I think you can understand the lessons much better. Fresh air, nice area, you can study and you can enjoy what I told you about enjoying your study. Here is what I said, it's really nice. Okay, let me finish with the best part of the all academic places, library, right? We'll go inside the library, we'll have a shot, we'll look how the area is, and then I will say goodbye. Let's go. Here is IBS library. Here you can smell the books. I love this smell. This is a fantastic smell. So, بچه اینجا بوی کتاب میاد. عاشق بوی کتابم. اونایی که اهل کتابم میدونن من چی میگم. Hello. So here is the nice area of studies. You have your homework, you have your research. Come here. Study in a quiet, nice area with such lovely people trying to help and support you so you have everything you want. You know, we'll have some shots from the books and library, but I would like to say goodbye. And I hope I will see you here when you finish your studies, maybe your bachelor, master, PhD, whatever you want. Good luck.